K-State Nation, here we go with another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri on this Tuesday, May 27, 2025. First time on this podcast. You've been tuning in this episode. Men's basketball. Boy, we've been busy giving y'all content. Men's basketball. K-State strikes again. Men's basketball, Jerome Tang. Definitely the biggest get of the transfer portal. Saw this scrumming around yesterday. And I did not get too excited. And then they pull the trigger. Kansas State getting P.J. Haggerty, who was originally in the transfer portal, coming from Memphis. And according to the transfer portal, he was the number two best player in the spring portal. K-State just hit the home run, getting P.J. Haggerty on his team. Woo! So, the number two transfer in the portal. And according, and I am, of course, usually I get this on three, but I got the notification on CBS Sports. I'm getting this off of there as well. Haggerty did not receive the desired draft feedback. So he originally put his name in the NBA draft. And listened to Locked On Gators, my other college team, and a couple of their players who also, I mean, I guess, this is what's allowed, apparently. When you hit the draft, if you're not a senior, right? If you're not a senior graduate or a senior whatnot, right? If you're an underclassman, junior, sophomore, you want to test the waters NBA draft, you can do that. Put your name in it, see where you're at, and then if you like the numbers, then you can proceed forward. If you don't, you can pull your name out and go back to school. And that's what P.J. Haggerty did, except said, hell no, I'm not staying. That's a big stunner here. As I'm not saying that K-State wasn't going to get him, but this was kind of out of left field as well. I didn't know about it until I saw tweets yesterday about it. So I'm like, all right. Okay. Jerome Tang, all right, I see you. And, you know, last week, of course, the Stephen Osai episode has popped up on the feed now. Here, at some point, maybe today, we talked about Marcus Johnson, and now you get P.J. Haggerty now on the K-State team. Already one of the now, you can say, biggest names in the upcoming season for K-State. NC State was the front runner in this thing. That's the funny thing about NC State all alone. And again, from CBS Sports, reported $4 million to $5 million range in the NIL. And NC State struck out. Still, Oh, OKC won last night. All that money. I've been telling you all year that NIL, this is where we're at. This is the era of college sports now. In 2020, well, last year, 2025, and beyond, right? NC State put all that effort into it and struck out. And K-State swooped in, probably said at the last minute, and got P.J. Haggerty on his team. And the number two player in the spring portal, Jerome Tang and his staff, coming up big in the transfer portal there with another get in ever so closely now. I believe that's what? We have to be getting close to like 13 players now. K-State all of a sudden getting a role, needing an impact player like this. They got it. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, Eddie Greer, the third here, and now I'm backing way out of it. Now let's see if I can get back in it. Okay, yeah, so, all right, yeah, NC State was the front runner in this thing, and K-State swooped right up in there and got them. So, yeah, Wildcats, like I've been saying this, Wildcats, this is key. This upcoming year, fall 2025, 2026, this upcoming athletic year for Jerome Tang specifically. I said it, or I'm going to keep saying it. Yeah, I got to put him on the hot seat. I love my guy, but got to put him on the hot seat. You cannot miss 3 And today, the tournament's in a row. You just can't. You just cannot do it. And Brigitte Haggerty himself. I was shocked to see this. Read this. Fourth team for PJ in a caliber player that Haggerty is. This is fourth team. TCU. He played at TCU and Tulsa. So TCU in 2022-23. And then, of course, after that, he went to Tulsa. And then, of course, Memphis last year. So he's bounced around. So I was surprised he even honestly, I thought he would go back to Memphis, to be honest with you, there as well. But, of course, this past year, Haggerty. Let me see. Haggerty. Yeah, Haggerty. Yeah. Five, almost six rebounds there. Three assists. Less than two steals. 47% shooting from the field. 36% shooting from downtown. Of course, began his career at TCU. Only played in six games. Traded to Tulsa, where he earned unanimous AAC Freshman of the Year honors. He averaged 21 points that season there as well. And then, of course, became the second Division I freshman to average 21 points. Yeah, five rebounds, 3.5 assists, less than two steals there again there as well. And originally, PJ Haggerty, a four-star prospect coming from the state of Texas. And exactly, Crosby, Texas, he ranked 126 overall recruit and the 18th combo guard in the cycle there as well. That's all I got right now there as well. So I'm sure I'll talk about me now. I got it on the calendar. So we're going to get on this now. No, well, not right now, but Thursday night on the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden, we will talk about this. Obviously, the baseball team. It was a big day for K-State sports yesterday. K-State baseball getting in to the regional for the second straight year in a row, going down south back to the state of Texas. That episode is right up now. Wherever you listen to the podcast, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, go ahead and make sure you add this to your collection of podcasts there as well. We're in Podbean, Greer 3 Ace Podcast. We're going to fire that back up. Myself and Alex A, we will talk about this move. And really, the latest of moves in the portal for K-State basketball. As basketball has been really letting things rip here in the last 3 weeks. Here, filling out their roster in what is going to be probably the biggest year, critical year for Jerome Tang in his since coming into Manhattan, Kansas. In my opinion, on this podcast, my show, my opinion. We'll roll with that as usual. And of course, tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Project podcast. But yes, big news. The other big news yesterday, PJ Haggerty committing to Kansas State, another score. And you have put him in there now with Abdi Bashir, who also can put the ball in the hoop. So again, we're trying not to get too excited. Hey, I said it from the outset. Let's not get too excited. I know this is some big recruits, but again, it's all about the fit. I go back to what I said on this podcast several weeks ago, and I'm going to continue to say it. How these pieces are going to fit come late September, October, we're going to find out this upcoming fall. Pro Project Podcast, get it? Wherever you get your podcast, folks, that is going to wrap things up on another men's basketball edition of Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, sitting in California. Eddie Greer coming to you from an overcast Kansas City, Missouri. PJ Haggerty, Kansas State, knocks out NC State in Haggerty Sweet Stakes. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.